bada boom bada bing. Yo, this is
this guy. He keeps getting
worse. I swear.
Yo, this is the Go Buckets podcast, and I'm your host. I'm your host, Kivaria.
You wanted to say Kivaria, man.
No, I'm your host, Yaga. Please.
Everybody wants to be Kivaria, man.
You are on your own bullshit. Don't.
Can you blame them? Everybody wants to be Kivaria, man.
Look, okay, it's me. I'm your host, Yaga, and I'm back again with another episode of the Go Buckets podcast. We are glad to have you here. We hope we have not spoiled our reputation with the last episode that we had. We're back on code now. So how's everybody
glory,
doing?
Glory, Man United, man.
I beg. That's in the past. That's last week's news. Let's talk about history. Let's talk about legacy. Let's talk about greatness. Let's talk about Cristiano Ronaldo, I guess. And Lionel Messi. Before we even do that, how are the co-hosts doing? Hamzat, how are you doing?
I'm all right. You seem had a pretty good day, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, congratulations to you, by the way.
Congrats, bro.
Thank you.
We saw
thank
the pics.
We saw the pictures.
I want to start out the show by sending a shout out to the kids who lost their lives in Lagos Island yesterday.
Yeah, man.
In rest, the horrible building collapse.
Yeah, rest in peace to them, man.
Yeah.
As usual,
really sad something.
As usual, Nigeria's ineptness gets worse and worse, and people's lives have to be sacrificed for it. But let's not get too much. Let's not start on a damper. Let's start with history. Huh?
Apologies for that.
No, it's all good. Let's start with who Kivaria wants us to start with. Let's start with the fact that is it that Atletico Madrid bottled, or is it that Cristiano Ronaldo has the greatest will? And is probably the best player to ever play the Champions League. What do you think, Kivaria?
See, I think this is the reason why he brought me on this podcast. Because I speak the truth and nothing but the truth.
Uh-huh, I'm hearing
so
you.
So help me, the god of football, Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm done.
I thought you were even going to be hailing him up to the heavens, man.
All I have to say, man, is see.
But it was a good game from him. Like, it was just all the positive, you know, all the great things about C. Ronaldo. You get, he wills his team to winning. But you just have to agree, if there is another winner of that yesterday's or of that Tuesday's match, is Allegri, because Allegri came in with some tactical masterclass. I can't even lie. He was on point with what he did.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, I'm listening.
And the question is plain and simple.
Yep.
I'm willing to give someone a ton of cash. I don't know where I'm going to get it from. I'm willing to offer someone a ton of cash.
Mm-hmm.
If the person can explain to me what Diego Simeone's tactic in that game was.
I don't know, I just felt Simeone was forced to do things that he didn't want to do by Allegri.
Trust me, he set out from the onset without any clear game plan, as far as I was concerned.
You know Atletico.
No clear game plan.
You know Atletico, they're always just going to defend. I don't know what else you wanted them to do.
This one, they didn't even defend. That's what I was saying. They weren't defending.
It's like this win pain Hamza, man.
Of course, Barcelona fan.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've seen this happen before to Atletico. Not necessarily against Juve, not against Madrid. Even against Barcelona, it's happened several times. Yeah. So when they get to comfortable positions, they tend to believe like, okay, nothing is going to happen from here, and then they tend to play this pseudo expansive brand of football, where they think they can press high and leave so much space in the middle, and then their defense is left exposed. And it's capitulated several times. Simeone didn't have a game plan. His game plan was just like, 11 players. You guys should be mature enough to know that you shouldn't bottle this lead. Surprisingly,
they did. So how much credit will you give C. Ronaldo? How much credit will you give C. Ronaldo?
Oh, he deserves all the credit in the world, no doubt. Definitely. Oh. So that's a fantastic performance.
So
he scored three goals. No problem. Fantastic performance.
That's
so my point is. Atletico Madrid also played a major part in that defeat. Plain and simple. Thomas Lemar, I don't know whether he thinks he's still in the Farmers League or something, but there are some things he just tries that, you know, they just seem ridiculous to me when watching him at times. But it's all right. They're out, and that's good for football, if you ask me, because Atletico is the team to win. That's what's seen any further in the Champions League, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that is your own opinion about the whole thing. But then, apart from C. Ronaldo, do you have any other players, Kivaria, that you think performed well that are worthy of mention?
Benedeschi was amazing.
Yeah, Benedeschi was crazy.
It was amazing. It was crazy. You can see why Dybala was on the bench.
Yeah.
The left back, the person that actually took Alexandro's position, I forgot his name.
Spinazzola.
Was good. Like, yeah. He was just dribbling. I think his link up with Ronaldo was just on point.
And shout out to Allegri. You get. We wish he would have been Arsenal's coach, but we went with Unai Emery.
And I think after that game, we can all see why Juve actually
got
signed
Ronaldo. Yeah.
Signing of the season. I don't think that's debatable.
I beg.
It's not even debatable, man.
Anyway, with regards to
Kivaria. That signing of the season title is debatable.
Who is this?
Romanes doesn't win the Champions League. Because everything that they will probably achieve this season is what they would have achieved any other season.
Which signing is better than C. Ronaldo, if it's debatable?
But you have to admit that if he wasn't playing in this game on Tuesday, Juve will not be in the quarterfinal.
Do you know if Higuain was playing this Tuesday? Remember...
Please, we know the history.
Let's not be forgetful here.
Oh yeah, I'm listening.
Tottenham Hotspur last season carried a huge advantage to Juventus last season. That's what, do we recall this?
I recall Higuain missing a penalty.
Who won the game for Juventus?
Allegri brought in Leichsteiner and changed the formation to 3-5-2, and then the game opened
for
them.
Who scored the goals?
No, you only scored the first goal. The second goal, who scored it? I don't even know. I can't remember.
I'm just giving you a perspective here. That it's not something that is beyond Juve. Juve is a big club. Any big club can come back from any scoreline.
Okay.
So my point is,
I see you're being cynical.
Provided that they do not win the Champions League, then what impact has he made on the team in the remaining?
Wait, you said I said he's the signing of the season, and it's only debatable if you can mention a signing that's close to, if not better than, C. Ronaldo. So mention a player that was signed that is doing what Ronaldo is doing.
In no competitions.
Yeah, no competitions.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
What did he say?
He said he'll get back to us. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, with regards to getting back to anything or even doing anything at all, let's talk about Shaka not doing nothing. Man City tore into those guys, you get. And they tore into those guys with everybody. Sané had 3 assists and I think 1 goal.
Cricket score, man. What's the aggregate? 10-3?
10-2. 10-2.
10-2.
That was horrible.
So I actually gave Shaka an extra goal. Isn't it?
Yeah, it was 10-2. 3-2. I don't know.
It's 10-3 now.
No, 10-2. Because these people won 3-2 in their house. Man City. Mm-hmm. Man City won 3-2 in
their house.
And they won 7-0. Oh, okay. 7-0 with goal scorers like Gabriel Jesus, Phil Foden. Schalke, do you have any shame at all? What do you think? Do you think Man City, with this win, have placed themselves as probably the Champions League favourites and maybe the best playing team in the world right now?
Nah, I think we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think we should get ahead of ourselves.
Hamza, what do you think, man?
Sorry, I missed that.
Do you think Man City is the best team in Europe right now?
I think there are a number of teams on the same level in Europe right now.
Okay, how many? Who mentioned them? Ajax,
Juventus, Barcelona, Manchester City.
So that's the top 3 for you.
Wow. You didn't mention Liverpool?
Yeah. Come on, let's be serious here.
Liverpool went to
just defecated on Bayern in their house.
3-1 in their own house.
Guys. For several months, I've been insisting that Bayern have nothing special about them. But you guys just seem to always miss this. Okay. I always said Liverpool are going to trash Bayern. I don't know why you guys believe.
So it's normal now for
teams to trash Bayern. For me, Liverpool beating Bayern
was expected.
In their own house.
Yes. I'm being serious with you here. Okay, I expected that this result.
Okay, I guess you're a predictor now, eh?
Talking about predictions, I'd like to hear your Champions League draw predictions.
Champions League draw predictions. It's tomorrow, so even by the time we're even posting it, the draws would have been out, so it's probably pointless to do that. But by next
offline,
week...
Offline.
Okay, we'll do offline, of course. We'll say offline. And then, what else again? Aha! About teams that are taken for granted. Liverpool. Virgil van Dijk. Another huge game. Is this guy a lock for Europe 11 best defender? What do you guys think? Kivaria.
That's why he's in my fantasy team, man. That's why he's propelling me to the top, man. He's that good.
He's really good, though.
Seriously, people don't actually know or don't see this aspect of his game, but he's actually a great passer of the ball. So, yeah.
That guy is a great defender. Like, there's one time I watched him play and I was like, wow, this is incredible stuff. This is almost like So Campbell, Rio Ferdinand.
Like, his all-round play is just improving, like,
as time goes. Or you don't share the same, you don't share the same enthusiasm about Virgil van Dijk that we share, Hamzat.
No, van Dijk, for me, is the best defender in the world.
Whoa.
Right now.
Straight up. Just
closely followed. Closely followed. Yeah.
By who?
By Samuel Umtiti.
Oh, my God.
Please, Umtiti is whatever.
That's why I said it fits someone.
Okay, whatever. I can say Socrates Papadopoulos is the best defender in the league.
Come on, let's see.
Victor Lindelof.
We cannot say we have best defenders in our teams too. But anyway, apart from that, now let's go on to the cream of the crop. Let's go on to the man, to the best player in the world. Let's go on.
Leo Andres Coutinho.
I thought we already talked about C. Ronaldo.
Let's talk about Lionel Messi. 2 goals, 2 assists. Will this guy stop performing? History says yes, because in the quarterfinal, he has not scored for 3 years. Do you have any retort to that, Hamzat?
History against Arsenal says he has scored 4 goals. Oh, that's true. Speaking about Arsenal and scoring 4 goals in games,
stop changing the topic.
No, I'm just calm down. I can't somebody play with you.
Okay, let's go. Go. Oh yeah, go. Go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear this.
So I'm just saying, you know, this coming back from Sonia thing is not a new thing, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly seem similar and had a 2-goal advantage against Barcelona, and they went to the Camp Nou and destroyed it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Got annihilated
mm-hmm.
by Messi and company.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal thought they had an advantage heading into the Camp Nou. What happened? Essentially, then Messi took over and scored all 4 goals in the game. So, you know, I'm just trying to reiterate. But see, you know, Messi is the best player in the world. Mm-hmm. If you put a gun to my head and tell me to say otherwise, I'll literally just die. And, you know,
but let me tell that happen. Let me tell you something. If you put a gun to your head and say Lionel Messi is going to score a goal in the quarterfinal for the last 3 years, you would have been dead 3 years ago.
I'm telling you. Okay, so my point is this.
It's going to change, yeah? It's going to change this year.
No, it might change. I don't know. I don't care. I don't really. For me, I've always said I don't really champion against competition. But, you know,
wow.
My point.
Wow.
Let him speak a bit.
Your point, relax.
Your point is what?
Relax.
Bro.
My point is this.
Bro. Why are you lying, bro? Why are you lying?
Said, football, as I've always said, is a team sport. Yeah.
Mm.
Yes, there are some players that, you know, stand out from the rest and motivate their team or that do the extra for their teams and everything. It's just like how you are in any company or any place of work here. There are some high-flying individuals that, you know, they're just crucial to the operations of the business. Mm. That is fine. But every single person's contribution matters.
Mm.
No single man can do everything on the football field alone. And that's something we always need to remember when we are talking about these players. Lionel Messi is the greatest footballer of all time, but he needs to be supported most times. So let's always keep that in mind. Ronaldo gets support wherever he goes. Let's not try and act like he's not being supported at all. Or he just does everything, because it's someone that is going to prevent the goals from coming in, someone that is going to make the tackles to recycle the ball or get the ball to him in the first place. So these other roles matter a lot. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, Hamzat.
Thank you,
Hamzat, for providing some excuses in case.
Thank God.
In case Messi does not win the Champions League, but anyway, that's.
It's not an excuse. Messi will probably not win the Champions League, and I'm saying this as a Barcelona fan right now.
So who do you think is going to win the Champions League then? Man City.
See, that's what I'm saying right now. There are a bunch of things that right now in the quarterfinals that can win the Champions League. Many things I'm sure will not win it yet. If I'm being honest, I'm sure Liverpool will not win it. Uh-huh. I am sure Tottenham will not win it. Uh-huh. And I am sure Manchester United will not win it.
I knew he was going to say.
So, the rest of them can just... And Ajax also. So, just Ajax and Porto. So, there are just three teams. Barcelona, Barcelona, Juventus, and Manchester City.
You know what?
For me, I could win it.
You know what I have to say?
Uh-huh.
I say Liverpool has a bigger chance of winning the Champions League than Manchester City.
Mm.
I say United. I say
I'll even be bold
enough to say Manchester United has a greater chance of winning the Champions League than Manchester City.
Do you know why I disagree with you on the Liverpool topic? Their manager is Jurgen Klopp. And as far as their manager, they will not win any Champions League trophy.
Okay.
This is my take.
Uh-huh.
I would actually say... Why I say Liverpool has a greater chance is because of the Champions League experience Liverpool has. But the only thing that's tipping in the favor of City is that...
They have Pep.
Pep Guardiola. But one thing you should know is... Unless City makes it to that final, I don't think they're winning. Because the only thing I trust Pep for is when he's in the Champions League final. Because his record speaks for himself. He's not lost the Champions League final. So
it's not only Champions League finals. In any final at all.
Okay, whatever. Who cares? If he makes it to that Champions League final, he's definitely going to win it. I believe him. I trust that he'll win it. But if he does not make... But as far as... like. Right now, at this stage of quarterfinals, semifinals, the chances are slim because they just don't have that experience.
Well, talking about Liverpool and the other guys, Tottenham, Man City and Manchester United, this is the first time since 2009 that we have had four English teams in a quarterfinal. Is the English league back to the big 4 days of the 2007 to 2009 time? What do you guys think that they are back?
2009, we had four teams who went on to win the Champions League. Barcelona, so...
It doesn't matter.
I think it's pointless to have all those teams if none of them...
We win it.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Anyway, that's all for the football. Let's go to just one thing that we have to talk about in basketball, and that's the fact that today... is the day of the greatest shooter alive's birthday. It's Steph Curry's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about Steph Curry. At the end of his career, where do you guys think Steph Curry is going to be? Top 10? Top 5? Ever? Where do you guys place him? Hamzat, where do you place him at the end of his career?
That's a difficult thing to say because, you know, at my age, yeah, careers tend to dwindle and everything. So, I don't know, man. I really can't say anything. I know he's a better point guard than Allen Iverson. I know he's a better point guard than...
than all of them except Magic Johnson. Let's just cut to the chase.
Exactly.
Yeah. So shout out to you. Happy birthday to you. I know there's something I'm missing.
You know, funny enough, I was playing 2K19 today, and then Steph was literally on fire. Was just making all these threes, and I think I realized why that happened now. 2K was on, you know, 2K
was healing him.
They were paying respect.
Kivari, what do you think, man? What do you have to say about Steph Curry?
Man, that's the reason why I watch basketball, man, because of Steph, man. Because if he's not on that court, like,
yeah.
Okay, that's referring to Warriors. I watch like other games, but Warriors, man, I cannot. Sorry, I love you guys, man, but I cannot watch you at times.
If
Steph is not on that court, I am just sorry. But yeah, man, that guy is probably top five at the end of his career. That's a Hall of Famer right there. Undisputed greatest shooter of all time.
The best player in the league for the last 5 years. I said it. LeBron fans, come at me, bro.
I don't want to get any... Let me just leave it at that before I say something I regret. But the best player to bounce a basketball ever.
MJ, what's up? Steph is better than you. I said it. Ask around. Ask Nav score.
Why?
Yes.
I'm not watching. I'm not watching yet, but I'll watch because I didn't want my energy.
After just 5 minutes.
I didn't want my energy to go low. Anyway.
Come on, you, Rene. Score them, man.
Aubameyang is about to pull his own Ronaldo.
Yeah, shout out to Arsenal. Let's see whether they're going to come back. But anyway, we've come to the end of the show. At least this show, we have high spirits and high hopes. Is everybody okay without this show?
Sorry, guys. Who noticed that Tiwa is suddenly speaking fast after I heard Aubameyang scored? He just wanted to watch.
I already said I didn't want the podcast to go into the Arsenal game. So please.
Man, I'm professional co-host. Oh. I'm professional.
Anyhow, man, that's all. We're done with the Go Buckets podcast. You should listen to us on Apple Music, please. You can also listen to us on Spotify and on Anchor. It looks like we have a lot of Anchor listeners, so shout out to all of you guys. Apple listeners, get on us. Mess with us, we got some content for you. And Spotify users, you guys always, you know, you always be with us. So it's only the Apple users that we have to get on their backs now. Anyway, it is what it is. Bye-bye from me. Kivaria, what's up?
Man, bye-bye, man. Stay safe and don't write off United just yet.
Please, I beg you. Your time has come. Hamzat, any parting notes?
I pray and hope that by tomorrow morning we'll be screaming Aubameyang Ronaldo. Yeah, Aubameyang Ronaldo.
Okay. Amen, I guess. All right, man. Bye, man. Bye from us. Bye.